This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. A Korean pizza chain is adding U.S. pork sausage to its menu. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
In South Korea, pizza chain Pizza Al Volo was looking to add something new to its menu. When it turned to the U.S. Meat Export Federation for assistance, USMEF Senior Marketing Manager for Food Service in Korea, Ellie Sung, suggested U.S. pork sausage. After extensive product research and taste testing, the chain settled on Johnsonville pork sausage for its new offering. Sung said this pizza has become a hit among Korean consumers.
The Pizza Bolo is local pizza franchise in Korea, and they wanted to do something different with their pizza introduction. So I suggested U.S. processed pork for their pizza toppings. And then they tried many different types of U.S. processed pork, and they decided that Johnsonville sausage would fit perfectly with their new pizza.
Andy Tower, National Pork Board Vice President for International Market Development, sampled the pizza and said the promotion is a perfect example of how the USMEF amplifies the partnership between the pork and soy industries.
So I think this is a great example of the value of the collaborations between U.S. soy, U.S. pork, the value add from the soybeans through the pork, and then ultimately with USMEF collaborating and work with the folks here in the Korean office and being subject matter experts, how do we position this to really get the most bang for our buck in the marketplace? So it's only been on the market, I think, 5-6 weeks, but it's already up to number 6 for this pizza chain out of, I believe, 20 different pizzas. So really performing well. And now it was going to be a special offering. Now they're going to keep it on the menu through the end of the year.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.